And then it occurred to me, what luck.
Okay.
I swore a solemn vow.
Years ago, I was invited to a party.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Exfabula.
Welcome back to another installment of Exfabula's podcast. Today, we will be featuring the theme of Off the Record. Used in journalism as an editing tool for one's mouth. In the game of journalism, you can throw down your get out of jail for free card and magically take back something you said that your mind let slip out. Case in point, back in 2008, during the election year, Samantha Power, who was an ambassador to the United Nations and a senior aide to Barack Obama, was in the middle of an interview with a Scotsman reporter while promoting her book, in which at one point she was quoted to say, quote, Hillary Clinton is a monster, too. That is off the record, unquote. So Jerry Peeve, the Scotsman reporter, had published the piece, which prompted her resignation and also prompted an interesting debate about the different standards of journalism in the U.S. and the U.K. Even when we are not being recorded by the press, there are times we have all been in the position where we have wanted to use that off-the-record card. And sometimes we may want to resign from life because of our mouths. But alas, we persevere because those unadulterated moments, those raw, naked moments, are the same ones that make for excellent stories. Here's Stephanie Keelan's story that was recorded live at an Exfabulous Story Slam event held in April 2012 when the theme was Better Left Unsaid.
So back in the fall, I found out that my favorite author was going to be giving a lecture in Minneapolis. And by favorite author, I mean I've written 7 fan letters that I've never sent. And I've started buying multiple copies of his books so that when people ask for book recommendations, I can lend them that one instead of the one in which I've marked up a lot. And I mean, if someone were to ask me if you could meet anybody in the world, who would it be? It would be Michael Ondaatje, who's the author you may know of The English Patient, and he's a poet. And the reason that I decided I really wanted to write fiction instead of nonfiction. So I spent the whole drive on the way to Minneapolis thinking about what I would say when I would finally meet him. And I thought of all these really lovely, poetic things that he would be impressed with. And pleased with and happy that he did, in fact, write all the lovely things that he wrote. I thought about saying how I keep his poetry at my bed, because sometimes at night when I can't sleep and I know that I'm just longing for something and I don't know what it is, I pick up his poetry and I read it and I feel fulfilled. And telling him how sometimes I just can't find anything to read, even though I have a stack of, you know, 40 things that I should be reading, and I'll just go back and read another one of his books. And I thought about just telling him that reading his work helped me realize how I wanted to write and the voice I wanted to find because I wanted to write because I wanted people to have that experience of going to another place and experiencing different things and meeting different people that they could just do that in their house or at the bus station. So I spent a good, you know, what is it, like 5.5 hour drive thinking of all these things. That's all I thought about. The month leading up to this, I got the tickets and I was reading his latest book, finishing it in bed, and I'd look over at my husband and say, oh my God, I'm gonna meet Michael Ondaatje. Now, I am not a person who gets starstruck, but I was so excited. There were nights I could not sleep, I was so excited. So I get to the event, and it's a Friday afternoon. It's put on by the Hennepin Library System. They have this thing where they have like 4 writers come a year and do little talks and whatever. And so I am the only person under 65 there. And they're all well-dressed, older ladies mostly. So I figure, I'm listening to their conversations and getting the gist that they're just, they sort of have tickets to this because they support the library. And yay! I mean, not that it's a bad thing, but you know, okay, I'm a fan, man, I'm here. So we go in, he does this lovely lecture. He's everything I hoped and wished he'd be. He's got this lovely voice because he was born in Sri Lanka and then studied in London and then now lives in Toronto, so it's this gentle, odd, international mix of accents. And at the end, he asks for questions, and I say, you just sit there and keep your mouth shut, Steph, and we're not going to embarrass yourself. But I didn't like the questions that were being asked, and so I did ask a question. And what I said was, so I know some of my favorite poems of yours are about scars, and I was delighted to see that you wrote this whole little vignette in your new book about scars, and I was wondering if you often found the need to revisit things that you had written in poems and expand on them in prose. And he says, he repeats it back to them because I didn't have a microphone, and he says, oh, she's talking about life around scars and the scar in the book, and oh yeah, I guess I didn't realize that. Uh-huh. Did I answer your question? And I went, no, you didn't. But you know, now I feel like the one that's been like, okay, Mr. Shatner, you remember in episode 23? You know, and is like picking out the nuances of that episode. So I'm embarrassed, but whatever. I get in line. I'm going to get my book signed. There's a guy there who is the only other person under 65, and he's smiling at me and making eye contact with me, and he says, hello, how are you? And I realize he thinks he knows me, and I want to let him know that I don't. And I said, oh, I'm great. I really, did you enjoy it? Yes, I did. In fact, I drove from Milwaukee. And he says, what? And so there's one person in front of me in line to meet Mr. Andanche, and he says, what? I said, I drove from Milwaukee just to see this. And again, what? Oh my God, that's incredible. And he's getting very emotional about the whole thing. And now the woman leaves and Andanche's looking at both of us. And I just say, all these things I had planned to say to him. He says, what? And the guy says to Andanche, she drove like 7 hours to see you. And all the beautiful things just go away. And I say, I've waited 15 years to meet you, so 7 hours was nothing.
So, will you be in Milwaukee this week? Join XFabula on Wednesday, November 13th for Off the Record, our second story slam of the season. This time around, we'll be drawing names downtown at Lucille's Piano Bar. So if you want more information about XFabula and our events, go to xfabula.com. My name is Leah Delaney, and I would like to thank you for joining me. Come back next month when we will be featuring some bad company.
And then it occurred to me, what luck.
Okay.
I so, swore a solemn vow.
Years ago, I was invited to a party.
Totally
and I never there was a band.
I appreciate
you.